bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
Listen to them. Podcasters of the night. What topics they make. The shy kids, spinning their yarns for the unwary listener. The calm is the dance, Mr. Enfield.
Dracula.
I thought it sounded familiar.
Shy kids.
Welcome to the Shy Kids Podcast. My name is Corey.
My name's Dean.
My name's Doc.
So I've been arguing with a lot of people on Facebook recently, and I found this article.
It's a pastime of our generation.
Yeah. Word. And instead of actually going out into the streets, we convene in the comment sections of articles we haven't read. that's our city squares now.
Yeah.
But I read this article about the recent shooting. But I thought it was funny because the article was basically about. Of course, everybody's familiar with like the manifesto thing that he did on the video.
This is the shooting that happened like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, by the time this airs,
about 2 weeks ago. By the time this airs,
not the shooting that probably happened a week right after.
Yeah,
right. This is the one that you see Santa Barbara.
Yes.
Yeah,
with the woman hater.
Yeah,
I always got to do that because there's like a shooting every 2 days
right.
in this country. But yeah. But yeah, the article was basically about, they kind of dug up some stuff that he was posting on his website. Now, a lot of people have focused on him being, really sexist and misogynist, mm-hmm. but this article also said like, hey, he's posted a lot of racist stuff too. And the article said like, it had some posting on this website called Pua Hate, which was like pickup artist
hate.
Yeah.
What this website is for, by the way, is first guys go to pickup artist
yeah. mm-hmm.
because they want to learn how to get chicks. And when the ones who it doesn't work for, they get mad and go, fuck pickup artists.
Right.
They're getting all the women. So they go to pickup artist hate, and that's for pickup artist rejects, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This guy was posting on there, and one of the posts that the article brought up that people hadn't seen before was he was posting like, oh, I was driving today, and I saw this black guy with like four really good-looking white girls, and like, oh, it was like fucking gross. I don't know what they see in her. And it's like, oh, I saw this Indian guy that had like a blonde white girl that was like, oh, well, they're taking her women and stuff. And some guy on the website, and the thing that I found funny about it was some guy posted, hey, you're being a little racist right now. And I just found that ironic because this is a website that is pretty much the headline as we hate women.
Yeah.
But this guy's going, being a little bigoted here. Fucking, look, we may hate women, but every man should be judged by the content of their character.
Right. Right. Okay? Right.
I will not stand for that specific kind of bigotry. Yeah.
Me and the Tea Party will show you the Constitution that says every man is created equal.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Says nothing about women.
Yeah.
That always, the Westboro Baptist Church always, Shirley Phelps Roper, like the main lady,
mm-hmm.
she's a civil rights lawyer. A lot of people don't know that.
Well, Fred Phelps was a heavily celebrated civil rights lawyer.
Right. So, and because they, there's nothing in the Bible that says black people are bad, so they're like, we're fine with them.
Yeah. Well, it predates their sort of born again, sort of, I don't even know
Meanwhile,
if I can call
the
it Christian
the KKK
ideals.
Quote other things from the Bible that says yes, black people are bad.
Yeah.
So. Oh yeah. Like the sun was burned because he saw Noah naked. Something.
And then it was something like beasts that walk with us or some shit.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, that's black people. Then.
Sure, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now the ancient aliens people are saying, oh, Enoch was the UFO that took him away. Yeah.
The good thing is, all those people are just idiots.
Yes.
And we know this because they spout idiotic things from their
mouth. And I'll give the Westboro Baptist Church one thing. They don't murder people.
That's true. You know, it's a weird, weird situation. I think that a lot of, at least younger teens, this guy was older. He's in college. So like
20s.
Right.
you know...
When it's telling, and I tweeted this, but I'm going to repeat the joke. It's telling when I heard the story and immediately pictured him in a fedora with a Guy Fawkes mask.
Like a checkered fedora.
Yeah, like My Little Pony t-shirt.
Or this guy is an asshole.
Yeah.
However, some of the things that he's feeling in his manifest, however warped they are.
Right.
Those feelings of inadequacy, those feelings of
rejection,
all those kinds of stuff are pretty significant things that are universal through most young males.
Yeah, his
I'd say most people.
I'm just saying because he was male, his thoughts are not that unique.
Right.
Aside from the hate and the death and the
murder. The difference is that he surfed all these misogynistic little websites like the pickup artists, men's right activists, which who needs that?
Yeah. Yeah. You know who's not getting their due?
Men.
Men.
You know, we're really way behind,
especially
folks.
Those white men with
when
money.
When are we going to have a male white democratic president?
Oh my gosh, that would be the day.
Yeah, it's been like over
six years, something like that.
Since
yeah,
we last
our
had
time
a
is
white
now.
Man in power.
Jesus Christ.
So you know he's reading all this shit, and he's already. Like,
I hope people know that is a
that we're kidding.
Sarcasm.
Oh yeah, of course. I'm pretty sure
they'd have to be the dumbest person.
I'm pretty sure they know.
It's a good thing they don't run transcripts of these shows.
Right.
You just read it very matter of factly.
Yeah.
Yeah. but you know he's already a little
warped.
Well, I'm going to say a little shithead. So he's already a little shithead.
Yeah,
and then
his perspectives are way whacked out.
And then he's reading all this shit, so he gets it in his head that, women should be like slaves to us almost. That was kind of the shit he was writing.
I'm guessing he also believed that planes are spreading chemicals through contrails in the sky.
Yeah.
And 9/11 was a hoax.
Yeah, so to him,
it's a package deal.
Yeah.
To him, it's the alpha man thing to do to, these girls don't want me, murder them. Like, what the fuck?
There's where the connection between normal teenage boy thought and his thoughts differ.
Every teenage boy goes through, boo, I like that girl and she doesn't like me.
Yes, and heartbreak, and then that helps you grow.
Right.
That's supposed to give you a little... more perspective and harden your exterior a little bit to rejection so that you're not as afraid of it the next time it happens.
I was reading about him and they stopped liking the term friend zone too. So they came up with a new term, which was incel. That's involuntary celibacy, which is telling because it's not, I wanted to be with her and I'm just her friend. It's, I'm not fucking right now, and I should be.
That's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard.
And what's telling is that's all they give a fuck about, really. The guy who's like, I'm a nice guy, why doesn't anybody like me? Because you're probably not a nice guy. You probably think you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or you're not offering them anything that they are looking for at that point in their life.
It's kind of like how a cool guy doesn't have to say, I'm cool. In fact, someone who says, hey, everybody, I'm cool. It's probably the least cool person you'll meet.
Yeah, yeah.
And that sort of reminds me of is the
I mean,
guy
I'm pretty
who's
cool
like,
guys,
but I'm a nice guy. Are you?
Yeah.
Are you really? Because I'm an asshole. And that's why I've dated girls. Because I don't pretend I'm a nice guy.
I treat them like shit.
Well, no, they don't see the phoniness is what I'm saying.
Mm. Yes.
They don't see the phoniness as, I'm a nice guy. No, open your pants. You know what I mean? That's what those people
there
are.
There is something to be said about honesty as a motive for trying to sort of date.
Right.
But I don't know. The more disturbing thing that I see out of it, like, is not even this individual.
Right.
Or his motives. Like, fuck him. He was a baby.
Right.
A complete pussy who took a weird sidestep towards dealing with his own feelings towards anything.
And
you know what I'm saying?
What's also interesting to me is that he was rich and kind of good looking. So
he was a catch, according to his manifesto.
But if you
he was pretty much the perfect dude.
He was rich and kind of good looking. He had rich parents and he had all like
you know what? If he was so fucking worried about just getting laid,
but
buy a hooker.
But here, well,
buy a nice hooker. Right. You got the money.
Here's the thing: they to them they're above that. Oh, I would never. They should pay me for it.
Sure you are.
Yeah.
If I got out of.
They think they're above.
If
that.
I was in college.
Yeah.
And I had money. And I still hadn't been. Got laid.
Right.
I would just break the seal at that
just
point.
Just fucking hook it up.
Yeah.
Why like, not?
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Go to a bunny ranch in another state. Yeah. Doesn't fucking matter. It's legal there. They got checks. It's fine. I'm a virgin. They'll take good care of you. They may even celebrate you for being a virgin because, ooh, we don't get very many of those.
Or, what's that?
You'll break the seal. You'll walk out of there feeling more confident about yourself. And guess what girls respond to? Confidence.
Confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people respond to confidence. Not just girls.
Yeah.
People respond to confidence.
Right.
Like I said, I don't even care about this shithead. The more disturbing thing that I find through this whole thing is that, like, where did serial killers go?
Oh, right, yeah. It's all, like...
It's all just one-shot mass murder.
Yeah. I think they've gotten lazy in a weird way.
There was the Washington, D.C. sniper.
The D.C. sniper, yeah.
But that was 2003?
Yeah.
So not since 2003 have we had, like a serial killer.
We need a good serial killer.
No, I'm not saying that we need a serial killer.
we need a Dexter is what you're saying.
What I'm saying is
that's not a good serial
what
killer.
What does it say about our sort of society when the
back
murders
in my day we raped a corpse and we
well,
liked it.
No, but like the way murders happen now have changed. Right? Like there's gonna always be the crimes of passion, whatever, but like is it really about that instant gratification that's sort of drilled into our heads because of our social media and wanting to be viral and liked by a bunch of people? Or
thing that always bothered me about that is that they usually kill themselves right then. So I don't know where the fame comes from if you kill yourself.
They have this fantasy of that after they're dead they'll be able to still witness.
I've never gotten that. Like why would you care about what your legacy is?
You ever fantasize about your own funeral?
No, not really.
I have. Just like seeing everybody sad. Like I wonder who would show up. Who would surprise me and show up who I wouldn't expect to show up and shit like that. I've thought about weird things like that. And I think there's something
I don't think that's so weird. That's
no,
I'm not saying it's weird. I'm saying I think that's fairly normal. Is that and so to him he does the bad shit, then kills himself so he doesn't have to face any of the consequences, and then has this fantasy where he'll be able to observe his aftermath.
Well, there's also, because it's so instant, you know, the impact that they've made in their minds is significant, and they got to carry it out, and the act of carrying it out was the significance, and because people ran screaming, or because the cops were called, because the news stations were outside the school, or because they, you know, like
and they
that.
They keep showing his picture on television,
that,
playing his manifesto, like, and he's kind of getting the
it's,
fame.
Well,
for
it's
me,
done.
Well, for me, it
and
doesn't
then,
make sense because he's dead after all this,
well, yes,
and so many of these people are self-proclaimed atheists, too, so I don't see that they don't believe that they're going to see it afterwards, so.
It's something about leaving a legacy. Something for them about
sure
leaving a legacy.
It,
look, there is no trying to rationalize crazy.
No. Yeah.
You know, but I'm wondering if like if there are serial killers still out there, and if they are, has the profile shifted to where they're just kind of older? You know, like that's an older killer's thing, and like the young killer's thing is mass murder.
So at the killer meetings, they're like, oh, look at those serial killers in the corner.
You know what I'm saying?
Off
though, like
corpses and
In my day, we tied up our victims.
Well, there's something to like. Because the same things fucking motivate these people. Like, this person scorned me, or this group of people I feel has scorned me, so I'm going to get back at them somehow.
What I've read about serial killers specifically is that it's usually about sex when it comes to serial killers, but like not,
this was definitely about sex.
not in the same way, because he wasn't killing people as like a way to get off. He was killing people out of social frustration. But what I read a book recently about serial killers, and all, like 98% of them, the way and the method by which they kill the person is completely wrapped up in their sexual fantasy. And a lot of serial killers don't actually want to kill people; they just want to have a corpse to fuck. in a way that they, so they don't have something that'll make eye contact back with them and tell them no.
So
and all
a lot of
shit.
Serial killers fuck the corpse after they kill it?
Yeah, and that was weird. Like, they didn't show that in Dexter when he jacked off on the corpses or anything, but that's like 98% of them do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, maybe. I mean, let's look at the timeline here. Real dolls get invented. They're sort of like fucking a corpse. Right?
Are you saying real dolls are the fall of serial killers?
Maybe. And then nobody would have predicted around the same time the internet coming up with social media.
Right.
And, you know, wanting to be able to do one event and have as many people possible view it.
Right.
You know, something that can be broadcast and go out to the entire country, the entire world in an instant. Because you had some act of defiance, and taking all that same sort of motivation towards angry tendencies, but doing it on a much more like closed scale. Yeah. Like serial killers, there's an intimacy with serial killers. I mean, you talk about like they fuck their corpses and shit, but like there's they stalk them. They you know, try to develop a ceremony that they follow, like they have rules for which they engage, you know, their actions and whatnot.
Yeah, it's a very specific fantasy. It's not like killing the most people as possible. It's killing this person in the specific way possible that will get me off, kind of thing.
But there's still shame to it because most killings happen in private. You know, if they abduct their victims and then take them to a special place, you know, like we see in Dexter. You know,
I wouldn't keep using Dexter as the fucking
that's our pop culture
test.
They become a lumberjack.
That was quite a silly show.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like it was a more intimate act. It wasn't to be broadcast. Now the hunt becomes sort of this romanticized thing.
Sometimes they did toy with the police,
like Zodiac.
Like
yeah, like the Zodiac. Yeah, yeah. I mean there are times where like that part of it gets romanticized, and that part of the public where. Like you'll never catch me because I do this shameful thing behind closed doors, and you'll never catch me doing it. People kind of know that I do it, but they don't know it's me.
Yeah,
you know. Whereas that whole fucking shift, like the killers that make the news now are ones that are like people will notice me
right now,
tomorrow they'll notice me.
It's my money and I want it now.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Like that. What does that say about us? I don't know. That's weird.
I think part of the thing too for them is the martyr is like they think they're doing something good in their mind.
Yeah.
So that's like I'll show everybody, and then they'll see that this is what we need to do. Like this guy had fantasies about like women being in slave camps where they're just there to fuck. They're in camps, and we just like now I want to fuck you now.
Yeah,
like,
and when I was 11, I thought they should make nudie magazines for kids my age because I don't have any interest in seeing 20-year-old ladies.
Oh, God. You were already a pedophile kid.
See, but that's the thing. then I grew up.
Yeah. And you went, oh, that's a horrible idea.
And
they
can't give consent.
Hold on.
Wait.
I just wanted to see the girls that were my same age.
Yeah.
The entire time. Yeah. Because then when I became in my 20s, I was like, you know what I'd like to see? Naked 20-year-olds.
Yeah, right.
You know,
yeah. Odd how that number stayed at 20, even though you hit 30.
I'll see some naked 30-year-olds. I'll see some naked grandmas.
Yeah,
that was a little too far.
Gilf porn.
I didn't mean to share that. Actually,
G milf.
Yeah,
yeah. Edit that.
No.
You don't get the.
It's staying in now. Goody.
People are gonna go. Oh, he's so nice. He likes grandma porn. Yeah.
I saw a great point on
take
Twitter.
Out your teeth and just gum your balls.
I saw a great point on Twitter that someone made where he was like, I'll be the alpha man now. And then he went and got a gun. That's like a perfect gun equals penis. Like,
yeah, well,
I'm the alpha man. Here's my gun.
There's something funny about in Australia. Like if you take a gun to a fight, people are going to say that you're a pussy. Like what? You're supposed to use your knife, man. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Apparently he did use a knife first. He stabbed his roommate.
He stabbed his roommates.
Mm.
And their friend.
Yeah.
While they were sleeping, by the way.
Yeah.
Another pussy move. Like,
here's why.
You're the alpha male. Wait till the actual alpha males go to sleep.
Yeah. And by the way, his martyrism worked on some of these small little fractions of people because there's literally a Facebook group now that says this guy is a hero. And it's all these little fucking friend zone dorks who still think the friend zone is this thing we need to escape from. Which I've railed about the friend zone before on here before, about how stupid the concept is. Because what you're saying is that, well, we have everything that is relationship except for fucking and cuddling. And you don't want to give me that, so fuck you.
I don't know. Like there, the friend zone is a touchy place, you know. Like if you're only concerned with having sex, then the friend zone is a terrible place to be in,
right?
But if your motivations lie elsewhere, like if you're cool and you do other. Not if you're cool, but like if you're cool with who you are, like what you're doing, if you have other relationships, it's not terrible to have friends that are also female.
Right. No, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
In that case, you would be friend zoned.
These types of people, they see the friend zone as like
it's a prison.
The girl is doing it to them.
It's a prison for their junk.
Like
that they'll never escape.
Like she's not liking me back on purpose.
Yeah.
And so, and this little cunt was like, I want revenge for that. Like, to him, he deserved the girls that he liked. Like, they should be with me, and they're with these assholes.
This is another thing about our society that, like, what does it show when, like, this entitlement, too. Like, there's so much self-entitlement that happens nowadays. I don't know where it comes from.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, there's no fingers to point. Like, a lot of people right now are trying to point fingers. They're trying to, like, figure out what went wrong and who to blame and then how we can eradicate that so that this doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
It's been happening since boys turned 13.
Right.
Since the dawn of time when Adam turned 13.
What? Boys have been shooting up places?
No.
What are you saying?
Have been feeling these feelings.
Right.
Like, have been...
But the problem isn't that... Boys feel rejected. The problem is that this guy felt justified in killing people because they rejected him.
But I'm thinking he's an outlier.
Well, yeah, but of course he's an outlier.
Yes, he.
But it's not a healthy thing to
no. We should not be celebrating any of that,
right?
That's not healthy behavior.
I think a huge problem is that the news puts these people like. I think psychologists have sort of all said that when you put them on TV and show their manifestos on TV and show their face all the time, that makes copycats want to happen.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing.
They say it a lot more eloquently than I just did.
There's a study they did about suicide in a very similar vein.
Right.
Where I think Freakonomics podcast did a whole episode on suicide.
Right.
And, They brought up a study that showed that if they not celebrated but even mentioned how a person killed themselves in a news story, like not in any glorious fashion, didn't romanticize it, didn't tell any backstory, whatever, just like this person hung themselves at this day with a belt on a shower curtain.
The report playing Clue.
No. Okay. Yeah, sort of. They were just giving details, right? Yeah. That the amount of reports. Would blossom, not blossom, that's the wrong word, would...
inflate?
Yes, inflate. Like, there would be more reports then of people hanging themselves by belts.
Because they go, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because they now have a strategy.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So I agree with you.
Oh, that works.
I'm sure that...
But what sucks is that the media knows this and make no effort to try to tone the shit down.
Yeah.
And they say, well, but it's news. But...
It is news...
Why do we need to know his name and his picture and see his manifesto?
Yeah, I don't understand the needing news. Needing
because
to
there's
know
plenty
name.
Of people who would have never seen it because I don't think everybody's on the internet. Yet.
I didn't know about it until 3 days after it had happened.
Right.
You know,
I had that too. Like where the whole weekend, like I was not in touch,
not at all.
And then like
what are all these hashtags that came up? I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah.
What is Dean talking about on Twitter?
Well, I sort of figured it out, I think, on Monday is when I was really like, oh, shit, this thing happened. And so I was kind of on Twitter about it a little
bit. I saw
responding to people and
something
stuff.
On a timeline that had his picture and then, like, you know, San Bernardino, what is it, Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara
shootings linked to misogyny or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
That's what people have been talking about.
Right.
There'd been like sexist, like anti-sexism rants that I'd been reading, and a bunch of other stuff that had popped up on the sort of social media timelines. And
I saw our actually previous really guest Lola posted something on Facebook that I liked. It was, if bears attacked women in the amount that men attack women, it would be considered an epidemic, and everybody would be like, all right, we need to put safeguards in place and not just make excuses.
Right.
And I think there's a lot of excuses going on for this guy. Like, I don't, there's a lot of people saying, whoa, mental illness. I think you were saying that too.
Yeah. Into your mic. Use your microphone, please.
Yeah, I think Dean was saying that too, but I'm like, no, I don't want to give him that out, because you could just say,
I don't see it as giving him an out, though, because you can still talk about misogyny, but you can also talk about mental. Like,
I don't consider everybody who murders mentally ill. I think some people are just fucking awful people.
This guy really did seem mentally ill, because the scary thing when I was looking at his manifesto was, I identified, like, my high school self identified with a lot of the things he was saying up until the point where I never wanted to hurt anybody, but there was a lot of angst and a lot of self-victimization and wanting to lash out at the world kind of thing. And a lot of stuff he was saying was like, oh, I did everything I'm supposed to. Why am I not getting laid? Kind of stuff like that. That was like eerie for me to be reading this.
Because that was high school Dean.
That was high school Dean, except for the, like, I never felt like hurting anybody. I never had that impulse.
Right.
But it was and so I almost took it personally when people were saying, like calling him a pussy and saying all this stuff, because I could identify a little bit with how much shit he was probably going through, even though he dealt with it in the completely wrong way.
I think that the name-calling comes from his actions.
Yeah.
Not from what he was going through.
Right.
That's significant. You know, like, he's not a pussy because he got rejected and he couldn't get laid. He's a pussy because he decided to mow down sorority girls because of it.
And what I get worried about when how people react to it is that there probably are a lot of people that feel the way he does but don't want to lash out in the way that he did, but could probably use some help and could use somebody to go to, but all they hear is, oh, fucking pussy misogynist kills all these people, like and so there's not really like an out for them besides that. I'm saying it vaguely, but like
I understand what you're saying.
I'm wondering if there's somebody that's in that situation that's, because I'm sure this kid, like, no matter what he did, was going through a lot of mental anguish, because I've gone through a lot of the same thing. Like, I'm wondering if I'd like there to be a discussion after these kind of things happen of like, if you feel this way but don't want it, but and are afraid you might hurt somebody, here's somebody you can go to. Here's a number you can call, or like, here's
but
a support.
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't get ratings, but I would have liked to have seen a lot more of that type of stuff, too.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree with you. You know,
I
think the difference, too, is like, I don't think, did you ever go like misogynistic back then?
A little bit, actually, because I was victimizing myself, saying like, I'm getting good grades in school. I'm dressing right. I'm doing all this shit. Why am I not getting the girls? And really, the real reason I wasn't getting the girls is because I wasn't even approaching girls because I was scared of doing it. But I had this weird mindset that like
they should come up to you.
You put in your work and then you get the girl kind of thing. Like, it's almost assigned to you. I was a stupid fucking kid. But like, you can really get caught in that mentality when you're a teenager. At least I did.
See, because when I look back at dumb things I thought as a kid, I do go, what a fucking idiot, or what a pussy.
Yeah.
So, like, you being offended by that to me is strange because you're not that anymore.
It's still kind of a part of who I am because I still deal with a lot of, not the same thoughts, but a lot of the same self-deprecating feelings, a lot of the low self-esteem. I have tools to work through that now, but without those tools, I'd be a much more depressing person.
Minus the misogyny?
Yeah. I don't feel the misogyny anymore. But
I think the key is that you have tools.
Yeah.
You know.
And getting out of my own head and realizing not everybody's out to get me. It's up to me a lot, and I can ask for help.
Yeah, now, had conversations on news channels and you know, talk shows or whatever, had they turned to more of that?
Yeah.
That seems more like the responsible thing for a media outlet to do. You know, it is to say, like, hey, everybody kind of feels like they're not worthy of other people when they don't sort of get fulfilled their fantasies, right?
Instead, you have the Fox News lady going, "Well, he was probably gay, and that's why he killed a bunch of people.
Oh my God, he was probably a Democrat."
yeah, that's it. Leap to some other fucking grand conclusion about his sexuality.
All you had was a bunch of old people still watching Fox News and go, "See the gays.
That's why he can't get married."
Yeah.
No, he laid out a pretty detailed manifesto. If he were if he were going that way, it probably would have shown up in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. People are fucking stupid.
Right.
Yep.
So yeah, like the motivations like you can kind of relate to the feelings of inadequacy of being a teenager, cuz being a teenager sucks.
Yeah.
It does. But those grand jumps to said hate and blame and death and murder, those are bad things, but that's not to say
and the things I was saying weren't to defend him or his actions. It's more this is more for the listener. It's more like I'm wishing that other people that feel the way that he did but aren't going to hurt anybody have somewhere to go to so they don't get to that point. And I wish that would be talked about on the news, because I never hear anything about that. Even in like the Twitter fights back and forth, there's a lot of like, no, this is for more gun control, no, this is for more less misogyny, no, this is for blah, blah, blah. Like, there's no in between space of like, okay, some people feel really bad and they don't have anywhere to turn to. How do we stop that?
Is there a place for them to turn to?
There's tons of there's support groups. There's you could even call 211 and they tell you what low fee therapists are in your area and everything. But like that never gets talked about. Like, I didn't find out about 211 until a podcast I listened to.
I didn't find out about it till right now.
Yeah. This is our outlet. We are connected to the media loosely.
Yeah.
Let's get that out there.
Okay. Yeah.
211 for therapy.
Yeah. I don't know if it works from a cell phone, but if you call from a landline, it's kind of like 911, not for emergencies. It's like where you're about to die. It's like if you're having a fight with your spouse or you're feeling really depressed or something, you can call or even if you're having trouble taking care of your kid, it's too overwhelming, you can call 211 and they'll connect you to social services. They'll connect you to therapists, like whatever problem you really need. They'll talk about that. And
I would be afraid of being a parent overwhelmed calling the social services on yourself.
Yeah, that's a whole
I feel like that's
thing.
A fucking hornet's nest you're opening up.
No, it's what I meant was more like they'll talk about like daycare and stuff like that. Okay. or like
it sounds more supportive than it does.
Yeah,
like,
right. Yeah, it's not CPS so much, it's more like social workers. Okay. We can connect you with daycare centers, or we can cheap diapers, even shit like
right.
that. So yeah.
Tools to help you cope.
Yeah, they tell you what government services are in the area to help you with things. So
not an ad, but significant. 211.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's I hope if there's somebody young teenager listening to this show that, you know, maybe swayed.
Yeah.
Right.
Then we've done only our job.
Yeah, because that kind of stuff definitely helped me a lot when I was in that space. So.
Is there anything else?
Just like
a lot of drinking.
Yeah. A lot of masturbating over corpses.
Masturbating in general. This kid, you know, just masturbate some more. Like, let it out. You know, be like, tomorrow we'll get him.
I've definitely had masturbation sessions that are better than sex I've had.
I would also agree.
Like,
yes.
I know how I work. And
sometimes it's just not your night.
I'm probably really good at jerking dudes off. Because I'm really good at jerking me off.
I know what they like.
To do it faster. No, I know how to do this. Don't tell me what to do.
Just the tiniest bit of spit. I don't know where that came from.
Anyway.
What's
our topic?
In a sidestep kind of way, I'm curious to know if there's anything you did that was stupid as a kid. Or dangerous, but not motivated by hate or rage or blame or, you know.
Motivated by stupidity.
Just motivated by the fact that you were a stupid,
just dumb things
stupid
we did as a
kid. That, looking back, was probably the dumbest thing. Like, you could have died or, holy fuck.
So not just that I thought dogs and cats were the same species and dogs were boys and cats were girls.
No, no, not that. No. Okay.
I still kind of do that today. I always call cats girls and
dogs
boys, by default. Mm. Yeah.
Come here, boy.
Yeah, it was and probably then, Lassie
oh,
was a boy.
Oh, look at the little kitty. She's so
Lassie
pretty.
Was a girl. Yeah. Lassie yeah. was a girl. Yeah, I don't know why that would... Hmm.
Yeah. This is dumb kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dumb kid shit.
I thought they were the species pet. That's that species. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
Dogs yeah, yeah. are boy pets.
Dogs cats have a penis. Pets. Cats have a vagina.
Yeah. Or that that I didn't know girls had vaginas for a long time.
Right.
There was a point where I thought they had dicks too. I was like, why wouldn't they?
Well, yeah. well, some of them do.
We have dicks.
Yeah, there's some chicks with dicks.
Yeah, I think
there's
I thought Bay girls just meant long hair and dresses. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Them and that one boy that you went to elementary school with.
Right.
There was always that one boy.
Well, he didn't wear dresses, though. So I was that is a boy. He's just got long hair. Like
Statistically speaking, though, you probably had that one kid in your elementary school class.
I had Kilt Kid at my high school.
Really?
Yeah, he would
Kilt
always
kid?
Wear Kilt. Yeah.
Scottish?
I think he was part Scottish, yeah. actually. He's like French and Scottish.
Our high school, it seemed fairly progressive for like late 90s.
Our school?
We had somebody who was...
a trans girl. Trans woman.
Yeah, like yeah. not going through any surgeries or anything, but was definitely identifying. Yeah, she was identifying as a woman, yeah. definitely, right. through high school. And right. we're kind of okay with it. I don't remember.
I mean, I'm curious to...
I didn't remember having any weird feelings towards that particular person.
I'm curious. I should reach back out to her and ask her, because I'm curious. Because
she
I didn't
run as a guest.
I didn't witness... people fucking with her,
yeah,
but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
I remember like people fucking with weird kids, but not people that were having like identity
things.
You know,
yeah.
There was also an openly gay kid that went to high school with us that took his boyfriend to prom.
I don't even know who that is. I didn't go to prom though.
And then my high school had a black kid.
Hey, you know what? In
that
South
is
Valley,
a rarity in Dana
that
Point. Is,
that, yeah. That's barely exaggeration. We had like five. It's so sad.
Wow. You're segregated. Yeah. Worse, South Orange yeah. County town.
Yeah.
But they were the good ones. I tried to do that in a voice so that people wouldn't think that it was.
Yeah. It just sounded like Corey.
Yeah. Damn it. Sarcasm. It's all sarcasm.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're so progressive.
You know, no, yeah. I remember him taking his boyfriend. And I remember at the time...
Who was it? I'll cut it out.
I don't know. He was a skinny blonde kid.
Drama? He was a drama?
I don't want to stereotypically say...
Because he was definitely fucked with. I saw him get fucked with all the time.
Was he?
Oh, yeah. He was fucked with a lot.
Hmm.
Yeah. I felt bad for the kid.
All right.
I always have a weird regret like that I didn't say anything or do anything.
Yeah.
I hung out with the kid... maybe a handful of times when we were younger.
Right.
He lived on a street that was just past the like this is starting to get into the shady part of the neighborhood.
I'm from the other side of town.
You sound like Dean and his
I know
precious
like
high
we,
school.
we would tool around and then there was like good street, and then it was like
rough neighborhood.
Gun store,
so it was like a safety thing, not necessarily like a class system that you're trying to build here.
All right. I was just trying to make you look bad because that's my job.
Yeah. No, I remember I remember hanging out. Maybe that's why I didn't have so much of a problem with him, because early on I could sort of see that he wasn't wanting to play football with us.
Yeah.
You know? But when he brought his boyfriend to prom, I was sort of like, hey, go him.
Yeah.
You know? I didn't know he got fucked with, though.
Oh, yeah. I saw him got fucked with a lot.
I never saw him get fucked. I mean, I didn't really hang.
Guys would fuck with him at lunch.
Really?
He'd sit over with the drama kids.
And, I was a choir kid.
Yeah.
We're sort of like Sharks and Jets a little bit.
Yeah. That's an apt reference for
that's
drama
a music.
And choir
yes,
kids.
Because you actually did do the snapping and dancing. Yeah.
We would snap and dance to class. Yeah.
I just met a girl named Maria.
I fell in love with a drama girl.
Yeah.
And there was a battle royale.
The Puerto Ricans involved and Irish. And yeah.
But yeah, that would probably made me mad if I'd seen him get like pushed around or something like that.
Yeah.
In fact, I probably hung around some of the people that would fuck with him, not knowing that they were fucking with him.
Probably.
Oh yeah, we had this kid that was retarded named Gavin, and we would I wouldn't participate in it, but I was friends with a lot of people that did fuck with them, and that's something I look back on and feel really bad about.
I
especially having an autistic brother. Yeah.
Yeah. I was a bully to one girl in particular.
Really?
Just sort of verbally. Like, I'd never, like, it was all indirect, too.
Right.
It was, like, conversations I would have with this person while she was walking by.
Yeah.
Loud enough so that she could hear. I feel terrible about it.
Right.
Although I do remember this particular girl. She wasn't special or, you know, like, she was just sort of a weird girl. She would be geeky. And it was this weird, like, passive-aggressive bully.
Right.
That would go on. And I feel terrible about having done it.
Yeah.
Because at the time, it felt like in good fun.
With your buddies. Like, me and my buddies are joking around. This is funny.
Yeah, and we weren't trying to single her out. We weren't trying to make her feel terrible.
Yeah.
There's a thing we can make the joke about.
Yeah, we can make a joke about it, and we thought it was so inside that she would never catch on. She caught on immediately.
Right.
And she would yell at us after... You know, like, she would pass us, or, like, she would see us in the hall, and she would yell at us, like, angry things. Right. Fuck you guys. I'm like, whoa, what did we do? What did we ever do to you? You know, stupid. You know. But, yeah, I that's something that still sort of sits with me.
Right.
That's, like, gross.
There was a group of guys that I would hang out with at lunch, and... With me and my friends usually have sort of a weird jab each other relationship, where we make jokes about each other, or you fuck with your friends, right?
I think we all have comedian brains.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's something that not a lot of people understand.
Right. And so I didn't realize it until thinking back that I think to this group, I was this terror that would show up at lunch every day. Like, what's going on, guys? Fuck you, boo. Yeah. And, like, to them, I was some, but to me, I was like, these are my buddies.
Yeah.
And I like, thinking back, I'm like, holy shit, I might have been a bully and didn't know it.
Right. You were just busting balls.
Because I was busting balls with who I thought were my friends.
Right.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
Yeah, I think I was just a cunt to these guys. I feel really bad about it.
Would they give it back?
A little bit, but not. That's what made me sort of realize that I was kind of the only one doing it.
Ah,
yeah. And so it has totally changed the way. Like, just thinking about that is, I don't fuck with people unless I really know them and really know that they're okay with that kind of thing. Like, right. The jabby friend type relationship where you're like, "Hey, you're stupid." Blah blah blah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it's a little more concise than that, but.
Yeah, the older I get, the more censored I become,
right,
about, like, trying to be mindful of, right, other people's feelings. Yeah.
But we're so sidetracked. You talked about dangerous things.
Oh yeah, when you were a kid.
Yeah. Okay. Who
we started so serious?
Yeah, I know. We did. We
it's hard to bounce.
We warped back to serious.
XM.
What, who
more like radio.com.
More like radio.com. The show's about to get a lot funnier, folks. A lot more humor coming your way.
Your breath stinks.
Hope the chat is doing well.
Yeah, they're like, boo, these colossal bores.
When did this turn into NPR?
If we wanted to be lectured at, we'd go listen to I Don't Have a Reference Right Now.
Listen to this, I'm gonna listen to This American Life and hear my cunt jokes.
Yeah.
No, yeah. So dangerous things that you did as a kid because you were an idiot.
Okay.
Or just really stupid things that you did as a kid that would have had dire consequences.
Yeah.
Had things gone just a little sour.
Okay.
I'll start it with this. When I was younger, I used to spend a lot of summers in Nevada.
That was a weird breathy thing right there.
No, because I laughed. I laughed about it. It was a laugh and a breath.
Like you were, hold on. Let me bring up this memory.
Oh, it's so fucking stupid. I'll start with this.
Okay.
When I was younger, I spent a lot of time in Nevada.
Yeah.
Summers, winters, you know, whatever. But all I spent...
Were you pissed on a snowman?
Yes.
Yeah.
Around the summer, like, following or before that, you know.
Right.
We went up there, and that particular part of Nevada, the Carson Valley, it's got big mountain ranges and then, like, desert. So storms will come, hit the mountains, and then blow into these giant thunderheads, right, and then just rain down hell on these little small towns,
yeah,
just off of, you know, 395. And they would tell us, like, all right, you guys go ahead and play, but if your hair starts standing up, come on inside.
Oh, because
static electricity would start to build in the air.
Right.
Oh, I thought that was some weird racist thing.
Oh, you're all good. you're all good. Like, thundercloud, like, these fucking demon black thunderclouds are coming in.
Yeah.
Like dynamite.
And I'm sure it's a lot similar to those in sort of the plain states, the sort of middle of America states, where they get giant tornadoes and shit.
Right.
It's the scariest fucking cloud you'll ever see. Like, we don't get that shit in California.
Right.
You know?
It rained the other day.
I know, right? Whoa. Weather in California
and now it's hot.
Is like fucking kindergarten compared to the rest of this country.
Right.
But these thunderclouds would roll in, and they would be just gnarly, and just lightning everywhere.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, you can stay out and play, but if you see somebody's hair start standing up, you know, drop what you're holding.
I think they call
go inside.
I think they call it the Bible Belt because of the weather.
And this isn't quite Bible Belt, although the weather in the Bible Belt is
Did
quite
you have
biblical.
A plague of locusts?
No.
Okay.
No, but there was like an electrical storm
right.
happening, and we're out there playing with water balloons and water guns.
Yeah, fun.
So, like, that probably wasn't the smartest thing.
Yeah.
But this one time, my cousin and I were out for a stroll, and he was about to start at a new school, and he was like, oh, let me take you over to my new school. Mm-hmm. And we'll see where I'm going to spend like the next 3 years or whatever.
Yeah.
And we're walking. It's about like 2 miles to his school, and we finally get to it. And we're on the outside perimeter. There's a big fence around it. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool school. Like, it just popped out of nowhere. It was like just desert high school.
Yeah.
You know. And we're hanging out around the fence, and he's sort of pointing to all the little things that he's going to go to. Blah blah blah. And as we're walking along the perimeter fence, we find what looks like a BB gun.
Hmm.
He had a BB gun that we were shooting in the backyard.
So it was
most
like rifle,
of the summer.
Rifle.
It's like a rifle. It looked like the fucking rifle from Christmas Story.
Yeah, Red Ryder.
Yeah. And we found this rifle, and it's dirty, and it was like half buried. I'm like, holy shit, we found a BB gun. That's awesome. Now we have two BB guns that we can shoot shit in your backyard with.
Right.
You know? The barrel was really small.
Each other's ankles.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like,
I don't know what a gun has to do with a bed and breakfast.
he checks it, makes sure the safety's on, and then we start pointing it at each other, and like, we didn't feel like it was a threat because we had been using a BB gun for most of the summer up until this point.
Mm-hmm.
We walked another 2.5 miles down like the sort of main drag highway, like through people's backyards, carrying a giant rifle.
So it was a real rifle.
Here's the thing.
It sounds like a Johnny Cash song or something.
We get all the way back to his house, and we're like, Dads, check it out. We found another BB gun. And they're like, put it down slowly. Please. Is the safety on? Is the safety on? Do you know what the safety is? Is the safety on? And we're like, yeah, chill out. It's BB gun. It's just like the one we got, in the cupboard above the fridge, you know?
No, this one does not have an orange tip.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so we put it down. My dad examines it. His dad examines it. They come to the conclusion it's a .22 rifle.
Mm.
And it's loaded.
No.
And we could have blown each other's heads off.
Yeah. Instead of each other's dicks off.
Yeah.
Oh, summer's with your cousin. Go ahead.
Always imply sex.
We were also, like, being stupid kids, sort of, like, pointing it at cars that had passed us and, like, doing really...
Slugbug.
Yeah, doing really stupid shit with a loaded fucking gun.
Yeah.
Carrying it stupidly, you know, like not keeping the barrel down. Like, we had no idea how to handle an actual firearm.
Hey, mail carrier, how were you?
Exactly.
Pew pew.
And because we were just trying to get it home, fill up that gun and his other gun with BBs and shoot cans in his backyard.
Right.
We carried it all the way back.
Don't bring your guns.
And
to town,
our dad sort of like,
I found a gun in Reno.
They're like, we're glad. Exactly. Yeah.
They were like, we're glad that you guys didn't get hurt,
yeah,
but please don't ever touch this again.
Right.
And we went through a whole thing. We're like learning the difference between a real gun and a BB gun.
Did you guys keep it?
No. Here's the follow-up to that is they ended up calling the police.
Oh, okay.
To come collect the gun. Turns out that there was a robbery two towns over from a gun store where they had stolen three or so guns in an attempt towards robbing a bank or...
I feel like robbing a gun store is pretty ballsy.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
You, like, you show up with a cannon from the 1800s or something. Holy and just yeah. Like, give us the guns.
So they stole three guns, two rifles and a handgun from this gun store a couple cities away or towns away. And they had tried to rob something else with those guns and then dumped them next to this high school because it's desert high school.
Yeah.
You know, and it was in the sort of midsummer, so nobody was going to go near there for another 2 months, you know.
It was like Breaking Bad shit.
They did not expect fucking Tweedledee and Tweedledum to walk by and fucking pick up their rifles. So they ended up calling the police. Police came and took our fingerprints. And so that we could be exempted from the fingerprints on the actual weapon.
Yeah.
We took them back to the spot where we found them, and they did a search. They found the other two weapons. They got prints off of those weapons, and they arrested the people that robbed the gun store.
Nice.
So, yeah.
It was your dad and your uncle.
Yeah. Holy fuck, where'd you find that?
He found our gun.
You bring it home. Well, let's just dunk this in gasoline really quick. Don't worry about that.
How about you take it back and rebury it?
Yes.
Like a good boy.
I don't get why they stole guns and then buried them.
I think
they did the robbery and they were done with them?
I think they probably stole the guns with another gun, probably.
Yeah.
To get guns that they could dump so that they weren't using, like, if they had to use the guns, they were not registered to them.
We left them by that school in Good Springs.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they left a trail of guns to find their way back home.
Possibly. Yeah. Had we
Hansel and Gretel of guns.
Yeah.
Had we searched,
shot the witch.
Had we searched around that area a little more instead of, like, finding a gun and going, let's bring this back to your house. Had we searched the area a little more, we probably would have found the other two guns.
We found the other two.
One was, I think, like a shotgun. The other one was a handgun.
Wow.
And then, like, that would have freaked me the fuck out.
Hey, yeah. I found a BB shotgun.
Yeah. Since then, I've been fairly terrified of firearms.
Right.
Probably for the best.
Yeah. Yeah. They sort of scare the shit out of me.
It's kind of what they're for.
Yeah. Yeah. It works. It works on me. I'm not against anybody owning guns, like whatever, that's
right.
Get your amendment right, whatever. But yeah, having almost come very close to accidentally setting off a firearm into either myself or my cousin because we were like,
da-da-da!
You know, that pretty much scared me straight on firearms.
Oh, yeah.
For a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I have a stupid story where I almost destroyed a Mercedes-Benz.
Nice. How old were you?
You were hanging out with your friend Ferris.
Yes.
Bow. Bow, bow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Sloan came over. You're my hero.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to hate me for this. I've never seen that movie.
What?
I know.
I hate you for that. Yeah. I take it back.
We hate you for that. Yeah. Yeah. I'll let you borrow it.
Oh, my gosh. All right, cool.
After you finish Falling Down.
Yeah, I'm still working on that. I like Kick-Ass, though.
Kick-Ass is really good.
Yeah.
Kick-Ass 2 is all right.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
It is all right.
It's
huh?
all right.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
good.
You could tell it was a way lower budget. Yeah. Anyway.
Right.
Dean's story.
Watch Ferris Bueller's Day Off. God damn it.
Okay, so... This is when I was around 12, 13 years old.
You almost destroyed a Mercedes-Benz?
Yeah.
Jesus.
So
you were trying to recreate the Michael Jackson black or white video.
Oh, yeah. Just like, ah! And it was a gold Mercedes-Benz, too, which somehow even makes it worse. But
was it Donald Trump's?
It was very, very heavy.
Solid gold.
It was just melt in hot weather, but and turn green. So what was going on? I was like 12, 13 years old. I have a half-sister who doesn't live with us because she's like 14 years older than me. Has her
own
family.
Bet she never fucked you either.
course, you gotta go there.
Gotta go there. Stepsister, cousins, uncles, they get a bad rap.
Everybody, yeah. Anytime you mention family in this episode, we imply incest for some reason. I don't know why.
In this episode?
In this show.
Just this episode?
Yeah. This show. This podcast.
This whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Because it's a ridiculous conclusion that your mother and your father were trying to make, Doc.
Yeah. Anyway,
your
Dean.
Father and your stepfather.
So I was fucking my half-sister. And
in the back of a Mercedes that was made of solid gold.
And I it was her I wrecked. That's what I was saying. So my sister doesn't live with us. She comes to visit us like once a year or something, mm-hmm. and she has a bunch of kids. And so we go on like family trips whenever they visit. And we're on one of these families.
So she's much older than you.
About 14 years older than me.
Oh, okay.
She's from a previous marriage of my mom. So she's had a family as far back as I can remember. Apparently we lived together until I was like four, but I don't remember that. So we're on this car trip to a museum or some bullshit in my mom's gold Mercedes-Benz. And we're stopping off at a gas station. And my mom says, Dean, while I'm taking care of Kathy's kids, while she's going to the convenience store, could you pump the gas? And I never pumped gas before. So
it's good to put you in that
Yeah,
duty.
Very good. Good call on my mom.
He'll learn.
Yeah. And so I start pumping gas, and then my sister comes back, and they're all sitting in the car. And I'm
like, Dean, that's not our car.
Yeah, pretty much. So I end up filling up the tank, and then I go up to my mom and say, she said, "Oh, did you fill it up with a regular?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, regular, the green one."
Oh,
ooh, that's
no,
diesel.
That's
yeah,
not.
And then she says, "Wait, the green one." I'm like, "Yeah, that's the regular one, right? It's like right next to the regular." I figure that's the cheapest one because it's like to the right of the regular one. And then she found out, oh no, that's diesel. And luckily we were able to figure that out, and we had to get the car pumped, because if I had not told her that, and a couple more seconds passed and she turned the key, that would have just gummed up the entire engine and completely destroyed the car.
How did you get the diesel nozzle to fit inside the—
It was a bad one, I guess.
I don't know. You're putting more thought into it than I did, Ben.
But the size is different.
All I know is that I filled a Mercedes-Benz with diesels.
Well, I had to get out the funnel.
Yeah. I had a couple of breakfast mints. And,
you pump gas with a funnel, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you put sugar in to make it run better.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I put this banana in her tailpipe.
I put antifreeze in there, and yeah.
That was his half sister.
Bo.
Yeah,
so almost destroyed a car. Luckily, we were able to get it pumped and completely ruined that trip, and never saw my sister again.
That is pretty—
Are you
although
kidding about that
okay,
part.
God.
Yeah, yeah.
She was so mad.
Yeah.
That little fucker put diesel. I've never seen him again.
I
it
can't
wasn't
believe
even
I lived
my
with him
car
for 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That would have been terrible.
Yeah.
Luckily you sort of tipped them off, but like that could have gotten
been
really
horrible.
Bad.
Yeah.
Like ruined that car.
Yeah.
That would have— Oh man.
Yeah.
Are you all right?
Yeah, no, I was—
You
I
looked
was,
lost for a second.
My cord wrapped around my foot a few times.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, trying to get it out.
You were the Ludo scared.
Ludo scared. Smell bad.
More like radio.com.
Labyrinth reference.
Does your breath smell like shit?
Are you a smoker? Smell like a dump truck.
Yeah, Amazon.com.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's—
T-Fury. Yeah,
you could have fucked up a whole car. Well, you kind of—
You
kind of
did fuck up a car.
Kind of did fuck up the car. That was probably
expensive.
You
just warned somebody about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, here, you're going to have to spend $900.
I literally would not know what to do. I'd be like, is there a drain on the bottom? Like, how do we—
Yeah, just pop the cap of the bottom
off. How do
we
fix this?
Yeah.
Can I turn shake the car out?
Do I have to get a long straw? Yeah.
Can I put some water in there to, like, you know, just, like, filter it?
Even it out?
Yeah.
I kind of blame your mom.
A little bit. I blame my mom for everything. So, yeah.
Your therapist is well aware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where it started.
Right. There's no topping that. Doc, what shitty thing did you do?
This is pretty awful. And the what makes it worse is, I'll tell you the thing that makes it worse at the end. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I was a kid. And
as we all were.
I was in the kitchen, and I made popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the bag of popcorn, but it was like that popcorn that doesn't have a lot of its own butter in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I'll put butter in it. And I didn't think to microwave the butter first so it's already melted. I just grabbed like a dab of butter and threw it on the top.
A little dab, do ya?
Of the popcorn.
Popcorn
bowl.
That you'd already popped.
Yeah, I popped it and put it in a bowl. And then I threw a dab of butter on top like you would a baked potato.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm hoping like, oh, it'll just melt through, but it wasn't melting.
This is why you get the like, I can't believe it's not butter spray.
That was before this existed.
Okay, I'm just saying that shit is amazing on popcorn.
Yeah, exactly.
Even coverage.
So I'm like, it's not enough. So I'm trying to like mix it with the popcorn, and instead I'm just getting like slightly gummy popcorn because it's just like coating in butter that's not melting.
Because the popcorn doesn't stay warm.
It didn't stay warm long enough. That was the problem. So it was like already kind of cooling off.
Yeah, it releases its heat fairly quickly.
Because it was like I got it out of the microwave and started eating it, and I was like, I should add butter to this, right? So I get the bright idea that, oh, if I hold the popcorn bowl above the stove and turn on the stove, the heat will come up.
How old are you?
Hold on. The heat will come up. And
was this yesterday?
Hold on. The heat will come up, and it will heat up the bottom of the bowl. So if I keep mixing the popcorn while it's above the stove, it'll work. So I'm mixing the popcorn, and I don't feel it getting warm. And I look down to just look at the fire.
Yeah.
And I see chunks of the bowl falling off into the fire. And I go, oh, shit. And I look back up, and my hand is engulfed in flames.
Damn! No!
Yes. And I go, boom! Pull my hand out, drop it.
Onto the flames.
Onto the stove. So now it's just a melting bowl on the stove with flames shooting off. I run outside. Because that's where everybody in my family was at that moment.
Outside
for some reason.
Was your arm still on fire?
No. My as soon as it was like instant. As soon as I saw the fire, it was
flame
like,
off.
And no, the arm wasn't on fire.
Okay, so you hadn't actually caught fire.
No, it was just like as soon as the fire started, I went, holy fuck.
Right.
And just ran outside.
You were yelling, rape! Rape!
So, no, I run outside and I see my stepdad there and I'm already like crying. And he's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I run past. And by the way, he wasn't my stepdad yet. They were still boyfriend and girlfriend at this point. I run straight past him. And I'm like, where's mom? So I run past an adult when the kitchen's on fire, essentially. And I find my – and then my mom is out playing with my little brother.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, mom, fire, kitchen. And so she –
bad.
Then, you know, the stepdad overhears this. So he already starts running in. And she runs in after – and it turns out that I like caught the kitchen on fire. Like the kitchen was on fire and my stepdad had to put it out.
Really?
Yeah. Now here's what makes this story really fucking dumb. There's two things. Number one, I was 10.
Okay.
That's already an age where I was allowed to stay home alone. And I didn't figure out plastic bowl melts on stove.
10. 10 is not.
10 is pretty rough.
10.
To think that I can heat up a plastic bowl on a stove. This was a fucking brain fart. A moronic brain fart.
I'd still give you a pass.
10, I give you a pass. 12, not so much.
Secondively.
Okay. Secondively. B.
My
second wife.
My mom's boyfriend, future stepdad, was training to be a firefighter. And I ran past him looking for my mom.
Well, training.
Yeah. Look, he wasn't really a firefighter.
Well, you're not one yet. Yeah.
Mom could be a actual firefighter in the story. We don't know.
They've never let me forget this, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. This comes
remember
up.
When you set the kitchen on fire?
Any sort of family get together, it's brought up.
Really?
Remember when Doc set the kitchen on fire and he ran past the firefighter? Yeah, it was great. Why would you put plastic on the stove, stupid? Yeah, I know. It was.
You should feel bad about yourself.
I wasn't thinking.
I can't believe you became a doctor.
How'd you get through med school?
So,
evil med school.
Yeah, evil med school.
How much of the kitchen did you actually set on fire?
I was afraid to go in there, but apparently there was like an oven hood like above the stove. Mm-hmm. I guess it'd be a stove hood at that point, and that like caught fire.
Really? So it almost hit like ceiling? To...
Yeah. It was bad. Whoop. Apparently. Wow. Yeah.
It's a good thing he caught it in time.
Oh, yeah.
How did he put it out?
I have no clue. I didn't go. I didn't even go. I was afraid to go in the kitchen for like a while after that.
Damn.
Yeah.
You almost burned. It's a good thing everybody was outside the house, too. Is like,
well, no, because if they were inside, they would have got there quicker.
Well, I'm saying that, like, had shit gone really awry.
Oh, right.
And it had caught and just engulfed the house.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was out of harm's way except for you at that point, you know? But damn.
I remember being like, can I have some popcorn afterwards? It's all ruined. I'm like, yeah, can we make another one? No.
Yes, run outside. My popcorn's burned. My popcorn.
We don't have a bowl, asshole.
That was our one bowl.
I'll eat it out of the bag.
All because you wanted more butter.
Right.
Damn.
I can't believe.
Stupid 10-year-old docuweeds.
And that's why you invented the spray... bottle.
I invented the spray bottle, yes. So you don't have to. It's pre-melted butter in your fridge. It's crazy.
It stays melted. How do they do it?
It's made of plastic. I don't know.
It is. It's margarine.
Yeah.
It's not real butter.
Yeah.
But I can't believe it's not.
Right?
They should probably call it that.
Brr.
Oh, man. We were idiots.
Yep.
Were.
What will make us feel smart?
Nerdogories?
It might.
Nerdagories!
Nerdagories!
Nerdagories, that nerdagories.
It just keeps coming. Dance, oh.
Keeps on gories. All right, I have a nerdagory.
Do you now?
Topic, yeah.
Who won last week?
I think it was me again.
You won again, son of a bitch.
Yeah, I got five and you guys canceled each other. A bunch.
More like radio.com.
More like radio.doc. Anyway, here's something we haven't done yet, which is shocking to me. Favorite fast food joints.
Favorite fast food joints?
Favorite fast food joints.
How do you narrow it down?
Maui Wowie, Purple Urple.
No, that's joints.
Oh, okay.
Fast food joints.
Oh, okay.
Okay, there might be some... These have to be a chain?
Yeah, I would say you can't be like, this place called Avocado Burger that's in one city. And that, I think that's stretching it.
And not a place you get served.
Yeah, it's fast food.
Okay.
You have to approach a counter.
So you order from a counter or a sort of buffet situation?
Yeah, you grab your food from the counter.
Like Subway would technically be...
Right.
A fast food joint.
I would call that a fast food place.
Even though it's not like unhealthy food necessarily.
Yeah. It's fast food though.
Okay.
Because you get it fast.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Unless there's a line.
And it has to be a chain. It can't be like Daryl's.
Yeah. Burt's Burgers.
Yeah. There has to be a few of them.
All right. Okay. That
gotcha.
Works.
All right.
Cool.
Well, everybody write your list of five.
This might be the hardest list that we've ever come up with.
It might be.
Because I do love me some fast foods.
Yeah. Everybody write your list of five. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ali, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm outside right now. It's really blowing hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Holly. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit. I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit out here. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
Put it on yourself, girl. It's all about you.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids.
We are the shy kids.
See it right there. It's done.
Theme song.
Theme song. We're back!
I was waiting for it. I know you hate it so much, Doc, but I love it,
it
so.
It just hurts me.
I love it so.
Why do you hurt me, Dean?
And we're back.
Do you really want to hurt Doc?
Do you really want to suck his cock?
I do.
Don't we all?
Bow, bow, bow. All right. So I won last week, so I will start.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're so important.
Let's get this out of the way.
Back-to-back winner.
This right now is my favorite fast food place because it's one of the few I can eat right now because I'm on a diet of no bread.
Okay.
No bread, no sugar, right?
Low carb.
So, yeah. So I have to go to places that do the bunless option.
Mm-hmm.
This place is huge out here for the bunless option.
Uh-oh.
In and out.
Dickhead.
In and out.
I should have put that. I completely forgot it.
You forgot it existed. In and out.
I like getting their wraps, too. I like
Protein
style. And then if you're feeling feisty, just get the Flying Dutchman. It's just meat and cheese.
It is.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Two patties. Two
cheese in the middle.
Cheese. You're just squashy.
It's like a KFC Double Down, but of burger.
Of greasy beef.
Yeah, it's delicious. Yeah.
Flying Dutchman.
Those of you not in California who have not experienced In-N-Out.
And other areas. It's like
California, Nevada. Arizona, Nevada, Utah.
Yeah.
Anything outside of that,
you have no idea
what we're talking about.
Unless you've been here. Yeah.
On holiday.
If you're a big fan of Huelhauser.
Let me put it this way. You know that Five Guys Burgers and Fries you guys
it's
are so
bullshit.
Proud of?
Five Guys is bullshit.
It's bullshit.
Five Guys is bullshit.
But you can get mushrooms.
Shake Shack can shake my shit.
Now, there are other... There are other places...
Yeah.
There's like little mom and pop burger joints.
Oh, yeah.
We have one close to the house named Ted's.
Yeah.
And then there's another one named Varsity
Bill's.
Burger.
Oh.
They have two different distributors.
Varsity Burger's good.
Varsity Burger is good. Ted blows it away.
Ted Bloodrunner?
Yeah. They're not chains. They're not fast food chains necessarily. But their burgers are, Ted's burgers, way better than In-N-Out's burgers.
Right. But we're talking chains.
Yes.
In-N-Out's
no,
your best burger.
I know.
Two chains.
But I'm saying, like, there are better burgers than In-N-Out. Don't get me wrong.
Well, yeah, no, I know.
But as far as fast food burger goes...
In-N-Out's
there
the
is no better.
Right. Good job. So, not good job because we both
canceled. Yeah, we canceled. I mean, look, it's the best choice.
Yeah.
I think we should just get points because it's awesome.
No, it's not how the game
works.
Yeah. No. Who's next?
We go clockwise?
I don't know.
We usually go this way?
I forget.
So no, counterclockwise?
I used to always remember. Now I forget. Corey.
We can go.
No, Corey.
All right.
Go. Fucker.
Okay. Next on my list, since I can't go with my first choice, is a spot that is it's kind of like a Chipotle, mm-hmm. but it's not Chipotle. It's better than Chipotle. It's called Cafe Rio. And
I haven't heard of this.
I know.
Yeah, I haven't heard of it either.
It's really,
and it's a chain.
It's a chain that started in Utah. I learned about it from visiting my wife's family in Utah.
Their wife?
Yes. That was a stretch.
Yeah.
There's a bunch in Utah, and it's like the closest they've got to Mexican food.
Right.
Because Mexican food in Utah is terrible. Because
they
got a spot out there called Taco Time that is like the most whitewashed.
It's Taco Time.
Yeah, exactly. You think that Taco
it's
Bell
Casa Bonita.
Is terrible Mexican food? Taco Time makes Taco Bell look like authentic
right.
Mexican food.
Yeah.
It's gross. So Cafe Rio is like a buffet style line where you tell them, like, I want a burrito and I want you to fill it with that meat and with those vegetables.
I want
and
Monterey
rice
Jack
and
cheese.
Exactly.
Right.
It's fantastic. Their barbacoa is ridiculous.
Barbacoa.
Baba Booey.
Yeah.
Howard Stern's penis.
So Cafe Rio. They recently, not recently, but a few years ago, there's one in Southern California here in Costa Mesa. There's also one by LAX.
Really? Okay.
And so every time I have to take my wife to go catch a plane at LAX for business or whatever,
yeah.
We usually either when she gets back or just before she leaves, we eat at Cafe Rio over by
nice.
LAX.
Nice. Okay.
Because it's fantastic. If you ever find one, try it. It will blow Chipotle out of the water.
All right.
That's,
I like this idea.
That's funny because the one I put on was Chipotle.
Well, look, Dean.
Hey, Chipotle's good.
Yeah.
I was a Chipotle fan until I went into a Cafe Rio.
Right. I'm a huge Chipotle fan, which is why it's on my list.
Oh, shit.
So we cancel.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Yeah, sorry, Dean.
Oh, well. All right, Doc.
What do you get? What's your dish?
Oh, just like a chicken bowl with like the avocado in it and shit. I usually go without the wrap.
You go the extra $1.95 and get the guacamole?
Yeah, it's worth it for me.
Oh yeah.
God, I got the
pre-diet. I was all about the carnitas burrito.
Uh-huh.
Pinto beans, rice, guacamole, cheese, sour cream, all the yummies.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to get the salad, no beans, no rice. Double carnitas though.
Why no beans?
Beans are super high in carbs.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
What about black beans?
Also.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
they're also a giant source of protein.
Yeah. Well, meat is too. Yeah. And meat has no carbs.
Meat and fat.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
I usually go sans rice. At Chipotle.
Yeah, I don't like their rice too much.
I love their rice. I just can't eat it anymore.
Their rice is good, but I usually go sans rice and have them add extra the veggies. Like the peppers and onions.
Yeah,
and
the veggie medley.
Yeah,
okay.
The fajita veggies.
All right, cool. Well, me and Dean don't get a point for that.
Nope.
My next one, now I'm going to probably my second favorite burger place. I can still get burgers from here. They don't have a wrap option. I just throw the buns away. Wendy's.
Really?
Yeah, because they get nice, tall, those square, like, big and juicy burger, I think mm-hmm. it's called. Mm. You get, like, a double of those. It's good size.
You know who does a protein wrap?
Who does?
Lettuce wrap?
Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr.
Yeah, I know that.
Oh, I didn't know that. Shit.
I like Carl's Jr. They would have made my list if this was a six list. Yeah.
No, I get they've got one. Those thick burgers that you can make protein style.
They're pretty good. Well. Yeah.
I did not have Wendy's. Wendy's would be on
better.
Wendy's would be on my wife's list.
Yeah,
I'm okay with Wendy's food. I hate their service. We got a Wendy's by us that is like
is the one right here by the plaza.
Yeah. It's like pulling teeth to try to get a correct order.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. They're pretty rough.
It's man.
Yeah,
they do not have their shit together at Wendy's.
No, they do not. All right, so point for me.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Good.
Wendy's is a unique choice.
All right. Next.
Next on my list is, goddamn, like probably one of my favorite guilty pleasure meals.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that I get a lot because it's just a gross, gross meal.
Yeah.
And it's a Philly cheesesteak sandwich.
Oh, from?
just throw a bunch of cheese whiz on it. Like give it to me South Philly style. and put like grilled onions and
the cheese whiz to me is disgusting.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Give me a real cheese on a sandwich, please.
The go-to place for that, because they also have a pickle little kiosk next to the soda fountain.
Oh, okay. Well, tickle-free pickle.
Is Philly's Best.
Philly's Best, yeah, I've been there.
Philly's Best. There is a smaller chain that I wasn't counting because they only have like two stores.
Right.
That was my absolute favorite Philly place to go to here in Southern California.
Right.
Called John's Philly Grill.
I want to know if we have any find Philly one of those listeners guys. Who's laughing at Corey's Philly's Best. Fuck that place. Some Philly's California best. Place called Philly's Best.
I don't think it's a California place. I think it's just, it happens, it's a chain, it's a national chain that also has...
Yeah.
Based out of Arkansas.
It might be. They've got Philadelphia shit all over their stores. It's
yeah, it must be.
Yeah, it's yeah. got the full they sell, Eagles
it's
on
like
they
sell, Olive Garden's authentic Italian because yeah. of the commercial.
My name is Roma. I'll be serving
it's,
you this evening.
It's the only place you can get Tasty Cakes out here.
Okay.
Tasty Cakes are like the Little Debbie's or Hostess type yeah, snack cakes.
From over yonder.
Right. But they're 10 times better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're didn't ridiculous. Know that. Better, the better than Hostess.
All right, well, you get a point.
There you go.
Dean.
I got Togo's.
Togo's is a
that's
great
a damn
choice.
Good. I like Togo's.
Togo's better than Subway.
Yeah.
I yes.
So. Yeah. yeah.
Stupid thing about Togo's is they will occasionally run out of bread.
What?
Yes. Togo's, if you go later in the day
yeah.
to a Togo's, be careful. They will. They may have run out of some breads.
Wow.
You never see that.
Oh,
at
some bread. I thought you said like they just don't.
We don't have any bread. We can make a salad.
Well, no, no,
of this.
No. They're like, I don't know. I've got 9-grain jalapeno loaf. That's all we got. You know,
we yeah. can sort it. We can sort of Benihanas in your mouth, maybe.
Yeah,
right.
We can do salads, or we can use this really weird pumpernickel.
You know what I tried recently? It was pretty damn good. Hope it's not on anybody's list, but I tried Jersey Mike's. I enjoyed it.
I've been meaning to try Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I think Togo's is better.
Really?
Yeah. Jersey Mike's bread is that tougher bread.
Mm. Whereas Togo's like is that more Frenchy softer. Chef, yeah.
Yeah, so Jersey Mike's is more French tougher bread.
This is one of the reasons why I hate Quiznos.
Yeah.
Because they toast everything and it makes their bread hard.
Yeah.
I don't like hard bread sandwiches.
Quiznos can go fuck itself.
I don't like yeah. Quiznos. Mm. Everything is toasted. Why?
Fuck Quiznos.
Togo's has like this hummus wrap that I like. It's like it's in like this. It's the hippiest fucking shit in the world. But it's but it has like hummus in it, and then it's got a bunch of grilled veggies, and then it's wrapped in like this spinach wrap thing. It's really good.
Yeah,
it sounds good. I'm sure they have good stuff. But
yeah,
like
yeah.
you can't just go in and be like, give me a salami sandwich,
turkey bacon avocado, please.
Don't
yeah.
don't. Put it through your oven, and they look at you like you got four heads. Like
Quiznos,
no,
you mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
No.
He was talking about Togo's.
No.
I'll talk about
his
Togo's.
Rap was
oh,
Togo's.
Togo's is the hummus thing.
Yeah.
Quiznos might have that, too. I don't know. The hummus is getting
I was
around.
Talking about Quiznos. You jumped yeah. to Togo's. I didn't know we were going there.
Yeah.
More like Rayo.com.
No, confusion.
My wife.
Togo's is fantastic. I agree.
Point for Dean.
Hey.
Okay. This is... I still love this place. But there was a time where I was being really terrible to my body and pretty much getting it every day for breakfast, which is not a good idea.
Did this place also give you the shit simultaneous days?
No.
Okay.
Close, though.
They're cousins.
Del Taco.
They're not cousins.
I used to get this fucking thing called like the it was like this giant breakfast burrito. It has eggs and bacon
macho.
And hash browns. The macho one.
The
yeah.
macho.
Oh, it has the fucking hash browns.
Is
in it.
Delicious.
Yeah.
My word.
When I was
it's like
a,
the whole food.
If you took the tortilla off of it and roll, it would be like the size of a softball if you rolled it
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
When I was a delivery driver, I would often seek out Del Tacos
yeah.
for breakfast because not only could I get like a steak and egg burrito,
yeah.
but I could also get a chicken soft taco because they didn't differentiate breakfast hours.
Oh yeah, no, you could get anything all day, pretty
yeah.
much.
They're one of the best, just like yeah. Like Jack in the Box.
Yeah,
doesn't differentiate,
right?
But McDonald's does. The dickheads, and they're assholes about it.
The Mickey assholes. Dickheads.
Yeah. And then plus Del Taco had those delicious French fries that I would stuff in my burritos.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's a pro-level burrito right there.
You open the burrito, you're like, French fries.
This needs more carbs.
Roll it up. Yeah, exactly. Ugh.
Get one of those combo burritos and put some French fries in it.
Yeah.
Damn.
But it's the best.
Now I want Del Taco.
It's so good.
Chicken soft tacos are the best there, too.
The best I can do now with my diet is I have to buy a breakfast burrito, like a normal-sized human one, and open it up and treat the tortilla like a plate.
Right.
Just eat the innards and then have the discipline to throw the tortilla away.
Right.
Yeah. It's pretty rough.
No, because it's... that's pretty much all you can do.
Yeah, yeah. No hash browns.
Use it as like a funnel to get it in there.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, they have fish tacos and they also have shrimp tacos
occasionally.
But they're all breaded.
They're all breaded and fried.
Yeah,
it's breaded fish. Okay. Point for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. My next...
Corey.
Oh.
Yeah.
My next one's Corey.
Ooh.
I love eating it.
The last one on my list was really easy. The penultimate on my list, very difficult.
Okay.
Because there's so many to choose from.
Yeah. There's so many to choose from.
Like Rubio's is pretty fantastic.
Rubio's, Baja Grill.
You know, trying to think of something interesting, too, that I also like that's a little outside the box. Like, I almost went some other directions, but I ended up with this place mainly because everyone is kind of different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a type of ethnic food that is still American.
Okay.
Go with me.
Ethnic food that's still American.
Yeah. All food's ethnic, but go ahead.
Sure.
Technically, yes.
Yeah. I mean, not regular white people food.
I meant not like traditional American food.
Yeah. Oh, I think I have a guess. Love that chicken at Popeyes.
No.
Okay.
Popeyes is pretty good, though.
Would that be fast food?
Yeah.
I guess because it's...
They got a drive-thru.
Yeah.
They have a drive-thru, they have a counter, and they also have meals.
You're right.
You know? combo meals.
I when you said ethnic, I thought Cajun, so that's why I went Popeyes.
No, this is like that's American ethnic, I suppose.
Yeah, American ethnic.
No, not Popeyes. This is a Hawaiian barbecue.
Oh,
and it's L&L, which claims to be the original.
And there's a bunch of these. I have not heard of.
There are a bunch of L&Ls.
Okay.
Yeah. There's one here in Anaheim. There's one by my work.
Yeah, I've heard of these.
Okay.
Now.
Hawaiian barbecue.
If I find an L&L, I know like there's a few things on their menu that are go-to good spots.
So it's a lot of sticky, kind of sweet meat,
which is my nickname.
Kind of. Yeah, it's like I almost went with other sort of teriyaki rice bowl places.
Yoshinoya?
No, not Yoshinoya. Yoshinoya is terrible.
Waba Grill.
Flame Broiler, Waba Grill. Yeah, those are really good, but there's something about the like combo of having, and this is kind of gross, like macaroni salad and rice.
Yeah.
They make that macaroni salad with a fucking pepper in it that's fucking gross.
They don't, not at...
Okay, I'm thinking L&L
doesn't put pepper in it. Okay. It's sort of like light mayonnaise and carrots and macaroni, and it's terrible.
Yeah.
But there's something about it. Because it comes with every meal, and you never ask for it. Yeah. It's just always there.
Yeah.
You know?
Like a good friend.
It's like how KFC's mac and cheese is not good.
No.
But I always get it.
To me, at KFC, it's their coleslaw.
Their coleslaw is the worst thing I've ever tasted, and I don't understand people that love it.
I absolutely love their fucking coleslaw.
You know what
coleslaw.
It is?
It's, I judge all other coleslaws by KFC coleslaw standards.
KFC coleslaw is cabbage soup.
Yes.
It's awful.
Yes.
Ugh.
And they mix it in giant trash bags.
Ugh.
And nobody should ever eat it.
Cabbage mayonnaise soup.
But you know what it doesn't have that most coleslaws have that makes it great?
Yeah.
Raisins. Lots of fuckers put raisins in their goddamn coleslaw. Get your goddamn raisins out of my coleslaw.
Oh,
The second I see that, I go, I'm not eating that coleslaw.
I hate anything that when they throw something sweet in to ruin it.
Yeah.
Like, you ever go to like someone's house and they have stuffing, but it's like, let's fill it with fucking cranberries.
No.
Just like,
give me some bread.
Yeah.
Some celery, some onions.
I would rather eat stovetop than this shit.
Yes.
My dad used to put peas in the fucking spaghetti. Ugh.
Like in like spaghetti?
Peas don't bother me because it doesn't change. It's not a sweet thing ruining.
Yeah.
It's still a savory item.
Or was it like an olive oil, garlic butter?
It's a weird thing to do, but...
Yeah.
Because there's like an Alfredo dish that uses peas.
No, he just like throw the fucking frozen peas in there.
That's a little strange.
And like some marinara.
I would be able to. I would be able to eat that fine, but it's strange.
Yeah. He put ketchup on his eggs and ugh.
Okay, your dad's stupid.
No argument here.
Ketchup on his eggs. Blah. All right. Point for Corey.
So yeah, L&L barbecue.
Like, L&L.
Everyone is kind of different.
Yeah.
There's like one dish I like at this location. There's like I go to another
quirky
location, they don't have it.
They're quirky.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
They're a little quirky. Some locations have full on sushi chefs.
Yeah.
You can get like yellowtail. It's like
wow
from a fast food joint, which you probably shouldn't.
Probably a good idea. Sushi. Yeah. My next one is a guilty pleasure one. It's I occasionally get sometimes now. It's Jack in the Box. Mm.
Jack in the Box is quite good. I probably should have put it.
Yeah.
And kind of forgot to put it. But they've got some good shit.
Yes, yeah, I like their ultimate.
They have
burgers.
This thing that's called a taco that's not really a taco.
It's not.
But it is great. But don't bite into it expecting taco.
It's about as American as taco can be. Yeah,
it's like, imagine if...
the only thing taco about it is that it's in something that resembles a tortilla that's folded in half.
Yeah, but it tastes good, but it's not a taco, but they call it a taco. It's the only thing you can hold against it. Stuffed jalapenos from there are the best stuffed jalapenos anywhere.
They're the only fast food joint rocking fried mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
Oh, except for Sonic's.
Sonic has fried mozzarella sticks now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Do they also have bacon cheddar potato wedges?
Not sure.
Jack in the Box wins.
Yeah. Right. Jack in the Box has pies you can get at the last minute. You're like, oh, I want a pie too.
Yeah. Why don't they ever put those on the regular menu?
I know. You always forget about it.
You pull around and right next to the register window are those damn pies.
Don't forget
pies.
Your pie. Yeah.
Just for good measure, put the pie in there.
Forgot to order that. Yeah, Jack in the Box is the only place that I've become violently ill from.
Something I've noticed, too, all of our mouths are watering while doing this Nerdigory.
I'm having trouble.
Yeah, burtation. good choice. Point
I'm
for
go
D.
Go home and eat my hummus.
Yeah, they're, that's the only restaurant that I've gotten violently ill from twice.
Yeah.
And has not swayed my opinion of wanting to go back.
Yeah. I'm good, on my last one.
Good on you, Jack in the Box. Yeah, I've got one more, too.
Two more somehow.
Okay, well, I'm on my last one. This is my big guilty pleasure because it's not good, but I will pretty much eat anything off the menu. And the reason it shouldn't be on my list is that it caused me to shit 2 days in a row in the same building. Taco Bell. Hey. Yeah, Taco Bell, they're just cheap-ass, bad food that's just like, oh, I don't give a fuck. I want things to taste. I want cheese right now. Yeah, that's pretty much. It's all about cheese and sauce. That's Taco Bell.
Which is why I often order their quesadilla.
Oh, their quesadilla is amazing. And
chicken quesadilla.
Did you know this fun fact? Do you remember when the quesadillas changed? They used to have green sauce, and then they became this sort of jalapeno creamy sauce.
Yeah.
You can still order green sauce.
You know what I do? They have the green sauce in packets now.
That's not the same thing.
Oh, it's not the same sauce?
No.
No.
Order your next quesadilla with green sauce instead of the jalapeno. Because they'll be like, do you want both? No, too sloppy. Green sauce instead of jalapeno, and you'll be like, holy fuck, I remember this.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't really start eating quesadillas until after they had already switched.
Right. I'll get burritos with the green sauce instead, too, sometimes, instead of the red.
Really?
It's good.
I know that's something that they ask you at Del Taco, specifically. I've never been asked at Taco Bell.
You don't get asked at Taco Bell. It's a secret menu item. Nothing on their menu has it, but they still stock it. Because so many people ask for the green sauce. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Fun little secret menu item there, folks.
Hmm.
These secret societies.
They got a little gun back there with some green sauce?
They got something.
Because everything in that restaurant comes out of a gun, you know?
I hope it's not just Mexican snot. Your snot tastes amazing, bro.
Just snot rockets into your quesadilla.
Yeah. So that's my last one. Nobody copied?
I do not have Taco Bell. Yeah, right. I tried not to copy a style of food.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
Corey, next.
Except that my next one is kind of a copy in a weird sort of way.
Okay.
There's lots of rice involved. This by far is like any day of the week, any meal, if you want me to go. If you want me to choose a spot.
Yeah.
If we're close to one, or if I see it, like, oh, what about that spot? And that's Panda Express.
Oh, yeah. I'll eat the fuck out of Panda Express. And it's, it's the cheapest, shittiest Chinese food, and it's great.
We have samurai cashew chicken.
Yeah. I don't even know that it can be classified as Chinese food.
No. Yeah. It's funny. It's because I'll order orange chicken from other places and be like, why doesn't this taste like candy?
Yeah.
Because I'm used to Panda Express.
Hold on. Now?
Yeah.
They have orange bacon chicken.
Say what?
It's orange chicken. With big chunks of bacon in it.
Blong.
I can't eat any of this shit anymore. No. It sucks.
You could go in and get like broccoli beef.
It's Taco Bell,
my favorite place. My favorite shitty place. What can I get there? I can get a taco and just eat it out like a fucking woman. Oh, yeah. I'll eat tacos like a pussy.
I really wish I wasn't drinking water at that very moment.
Yeah, because all the meat at fucking Panda Express is slathered in sugar, too, so you can't really have it.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It's all candy-coated.
They have, like, the, they call it Walk Smart.
Yeah.
Walk S-Mart. Nice.
Yeah.
Those are ones that don't have as many calories. I'm sure the sodium content is crazy, but, like, you could get, like, a Panda Bowl with veggies instead of chow mein or rice.
What's the point?
The veggies are actually pretty good.
Duh.
No?
No, they're fine. It's just annoying.
Sometimes I'll substitute either rice or chow mein for the veggies. And then get either like black pepper chicken or they have just straight up chicken breasts that are grilled with no teriyaki sauce. No?
I would just go to El Pollo Loco.
That's true.
That's one I forgot. El Pollo Loco.
Yeah, El Pollo Loco
is great.
Amazing.
Yeah, that almost made my list.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, you get a point.
Like broccoli beef? No?
It's all gooey with something that's probably filled with carbs.
It's oyster sauce.
Yeah.
So it's fish.
Oyster sauce is very sugary.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well, point for Corey. Dean, your last two.
I've got Carl's Jr., and Krispy Kreme, which was funny when I was putting it into my phone. Because you spell it with a K, it made it crispy Korean.
Korean. Crispy Korean.
Crispy Korean.
Wow. Crispy Korean.
Did you mean napalm?
Wrong war.
Yeah.
Well, was that not the... That was Vietnam?
That was Vietnam.
Oh. Yeah,
that was the war
mash.
In Vietnam.
Yeah.
Did you mean mash? That was Korean War, right?
Mashed potatoes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hawkeye smothered a baby.
Carl's Jr. and Krispy Kreme fast food?
Yeah, they have a drive-thru.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it's a donut spot.
It's fast treats.
Yeah,
it's like, I mean, I'm on the fence. I'm on the fence with Krispy Kreme. Carl's Jr. bar none. Yes, fantastic. It's a Southern California staple. It was
out east. It's called Hardee's.
It is, but it was founded in Southern California. Their corporate offices are right around the corner.
I think
us
the first
right
one
now.
Is in Anaheim or Fullerton, isn't it?
It's in Anaheim. Yeah,
yeah.
Anaheim. My wife grew up three houses down from Carl Karcher.
No, yeah?
Yeah, and he would...
How old's your wife? Jesus.
She fuck
She's 80. I mentioned earlier I like some granny porn.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Well, you usually keep your porn separate from your marriage, but, you know.
Not me.
Yep.
She grew up like four houses down from him.
From where he grew up?
No, from his house that he lived
in. Okay, got it.
Which is weird because she didn't grow up in, like, a fancy neighborhood.
No.
You know? Like, she grew up in a historical part.
So he was a humble man.
Of Anaheim. No. His house was gigantic.
Oh, okay.
His house took up, like, six lots.
So his house ruined the neighborhood.
Sort of.
He liked to tower over
this makes all the other houses look bad.
Yeah.
Kind of, but he had, like a sort of retainer wall.
Oh, okay.
He liked to tower over the riffraff.
Yeah.
And there was, like, lots of plants and stuff in front. So, like, you just got to the corner and you just walked a wall to the end of the, you know, you didn't really ever see his house.
Yeah.
Because it was behind a wall. But yeah. So he would often be out there sort of watering.
I have an anger with Carl's Jr. Because they ruined something for me. Green Burrito.
Oh, yeah.
Green Burrito used to be the most amazing standalone. This Green Burrito would have made my list if I could fucking find one that's not a Carl's Jr. Green Burrito, because it's half. It's not even half. It's like a quarter of the original Green Burrito menu.
Yeah.
And it's all like shittily prepackaged made. It's awful. And Carl's Jr. fucked up Green Burrito. By the way, out east, it's Red Burrito. And yeah.
Hardee's Red Burrito?
Hardee's Red Burrito, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, because when you get a Hardee, it's usually red.
It's like Ralph's out east is Kroger. It's like, why? Just be one.
Like, I can kind of understand the...
Why wouldn't you just be Kroger everywhere? Because that's their company's name. It's Kroger.
It's probably it's probably some focus group shit. Like,
Bible used to be Ralph's. People like butchers. Butcher names.
Ralph the Butcher.
Yeah.
Is it Brady Bunch?
Or no, that was what's Sam.
What's his name? Sam. That's
yeah,
right.
He's
I'm going to wreck it.
He was the one fucking Alice.
Yeah. Having secret nighttime romps with Alice.
All right. Well, are we counting Krispy Kreme?
You don't have to.
It does have a drive-thru.
Yeah.
But it's a...
Can you get like a meal there?
It's a donut spot.
Yeah.
Like it's...
I don't know if I'd count it.
You can definitely get all your calories.
Like,
would you count Dunkin' Donuts?
I wouldn't count Baskin Robbins, I'll tell you that.
Okay, true. Yeah, I wouldn't count Baskin Robbins.
It's just a dessert place. So
or
okay.
Heidi's Frozen Yogurt? Wouldn't count it.
I forgot the Frozen Yogurt.
that's real frozen yogurt before this pink berry shit took over.
Dan, all right. Dean, I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, Krispy Kreme is like a dessert fast food.
Yeah, dessert
but
food.
But it's not, I don't think it's in the same context.
Cookies
in which
are sometimes food.
It's a food group.
Cookies for breakfast. All right, I got 3 points.
I got 3.
I had 4.
Oh!
How did you get 4?
Cafe Rio, Philly's Best, L&L, and Panda.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Blew.
You and your obscure shits.
Yeah.
Dean and I would
have. That's usually my job.
I know.
Dean and I would have come danced had we not taken Krispy Kreme away from him.
All right. That's true.
Come dances. Blah.
Oh, well. No come dancers.
No come
sorry,
dancers.
Sorry, no shtick zone.
Sorry. Is he a big fan?
He was rather ecstatic about the 5-way come dances that we had.
I bet.
When we had the Shark Tank guys on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the yes.
I will gloat heavily for the next week.
All right, good. Good
you
for
go.
You.
Yeah,
oh, good for you.
Good for you.
Yeah, so we're at plugs now.
Plugs, Dean.
Plugs. Okay, deanbotino.com is my portfolio. You can see my 2D pixel art. You can see my...
2D fruity.
You can... Fresh and fruity.
Really?
You can see my 3D stuff, stuff I've done for video games. You can also go to society6.com/FruitsyCollins to buy some of my prints. I've done some pixel art prints, and you can get them as posters, T-shirts, coffee mugs, all that shit. Let's see. You can also follow me on Twitter, @FruitsyCollins. Some funny jokes, some arguments with people about politics, all that fun stuff. So, get on over there, shit face.
Yay.
Doc.
Yeah, my name's Doc, and you can find my YouTube video game videos on DocWheatley.com. And I play games that you can watch me do. And then on Twitter,
really
I'm at DockyWheats. And on Facebook, I'm Facebook.com/DockyWheats. And that's it.
Awesome.
Corey's plugs.
You can follow me on Twitter at Corey D. Cook. I just got followed by some magician.
Really?
I've been followed by a couple magicians lately.
Are you so happy?
I am, but I don't know why. So yeah, you can follow me at Corey D. Cook. You can follow my band at BDR Rocks. You can go to broughtdownrunning.com. You can also follow my record label at Arcadian Records. We're on Instagram, The Arcadian Records. Or go to ArcadianRecords.com for all your Arcadian Records needs.
I believe all that pounding is showing up on the mic.
So make sure you keep doing it.
Corey's the drummer.
Can you hear any of this, listeners? I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
What else? I think that's my plugs. If you would like to contact the show for any reason, question, comment, if you'd like to have some advice about a career.
There's 3 ways to do it.
There are. First way is email.
Email. You can go, email us at comments@theshykids.com.
That is true.
Yeah.
If you're inclined to do so on the Facebooks, you do that via
facebook.com/theshykids.
Or perfect. You can follow us on Twitter at Shy Kids Podcast. And yeah, hit us up. As always, you can listen to us every Monday on theshykids.com or subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever. Or if you like to be ahead of the curve, what can they do, Doc?
They can listen on morelikeradio.com Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific.
Yes, it'll air there first before it becomes a podcast that you can download Monday morning.
Exactly.
I really like the family that we've sort of made. And right. More Like Radio. It's been fun.
I apologize. I've been missing from the chat lately, family, but I keep sleeping in. Till like 2.
We'll try to be a little more diligent.
Yeah,
we'll try to stick around in the chat if you'll stick around and have us. Hopefully we haven't lost every bit of momentum by not being in there the last 2 weeks.
I know, right?
They're like, well, fuck those guys. They don't. You have to get in early. We have to sneak in during It's All About Me and like show them.
Hey,
guys,
everybody, we're here.
We're here.
Yeah.
Please talk to us during this show,
and
then stay for our show.
Stay.
It's usually my day with my girlfriend, so I don't get to jump into the chats. I'd like to though. That'd be fun.
I was chatting from my kids' t-ball games.
Yeah.
Which is probably
on
not
your phone.
Yeah. I'm out there like,
Daddy,
trying to help
me.
Him be a third baseman.
Yeah.
And like.
Hold on, No Shtick Zone posted a funny picture.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Get in ready stance. Oh, shit, that's funny.
Yeah.
Are you ready? What are they talking about? Because I wasn't really listening. Yeah. I was just following in the chat.
You're a disappointment. I love you. Which one is it?
Yeah.
And then I would be at breakfast after his games when our show would air.
Yeah.
Not paying attention to my family.
Just listening to our show.
Yeah. I got an earbud in, listening so I knew which part of the chat they were talking about.
Right.
And, oh, you little cum dancer. Shit.
Yeah, chatting on my phone in the chat room is not easy. I don't know. Maybe we'll try doing it from a desktop now that the kids' t-ball season is over.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
But yeah.
All right.
Desktops.
Fun times.
What is fun times. The 90s?
Thanks for sticking through the serious stuff to get to the wacky stuff.
Yeah.
Boo.
Wackadoo.
Leave us a comment. Leave us a review on iTunes if you like us. And importantly, tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
Let everybody know that you like the
show. Spread the word.
Share us on the Facebooks.
And the most important, as always, remember.
This never happened.
Stay tuned after the break for the best of the Shy Kids.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
It's 2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX. Max of Vapor. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids.
We are shy kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song.
So this little piece of best of is from our episode 24, where we talked about our new favorite public access show, Haraggle.
Oh, speaking of shitty things, Doc.
Yes?
You recently shared with us some magic via the YouTubes.
I did. I found a YouTube channel. Apparently there's this public access show in Michigan? Yeah. Called Hot Tracks.
Yeah. How did you find this YouTube channel?
I was on Reddit, and there's a subreddit called Not Tim and Eric. And what it is...
It's a very specific subreddit. Yeah,
yeah. It's things that remind people of Tim and Eric videos, but aren't Tim and Eric videos.
That's funny. The first response I got after showing this to a few people was like, is this young Tim and Eric?
Is this Tim and Eric?
Yeah. And no. Not at all.
So this is a public access show in, I already said
Michigan.
That. In Michigan.
Michigan. Yeah. Yeah. And, it's hosted by these two very socially awkward guys.
Yes.
So it's these two socially awkward guys who have zero chemistry.
Yeah.
None. But they host a public access show where they talk about music.
Mm-hmm.
They listen to and review music. And their interactions are so fucking awkward. / hilarious.
They are.
That someone has been recording it and posting clips of their show on YouTube.
It's so, oh my God, like, it's awkward, in the best way.
Yeah. Why don't we play a clip?
Should we play it?
Yeah. Let them speak for themselves.
I mean, it's a show with two guys sitting in chairs, so I think audio will work fine in translate.
Yeah, there's not much to the video.
So play one of their clips, Corey. Corey's got a clip machine.
Which one do you think I should play first?
Play my favorite, and that's your favorite? This video is entitled "Nick Hates Lies."
Nick being the tall, blonde,
gruff guy
who always sits to the left.
Yes.
We're gonna hear Lou Christmas.
Okay, so clearly from a Christmas episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lou Christmas. Now, is that where the snowflakes turn blue? I don't think so.
Already gold.
Here's the thing. That's about as good as the jokes get on this show.
Yeah.
Is that where the snowflakes turn blue?
Yeah.
I got you there. I got you there, buddy.
All right. I think our commentary is longer than the actual.
All right,
you never know. Never know.
You never know.
Okay. I asked the Eagles to see if they want to do a Christmas song. They said, why not? You did not ask the Eagles to say if they wanted to do a Christmas song. I know that. Just follow me on this.
Just go with me.
We've got an echo in both of our mics here. Is that here?
Yeah, let's pause for technical difficulties.
There we go. Okay. See? I guess I pulled away from it. Oh, well. All right, the hit I'm going to be doing, because they're...
So they just did a crossfade in the video, which means there was a lot more of that.
Yeah, they had to cut.
There was a lot more of him being angry at his mic and pulling it away from his shirt, because that's going to help.
All right.
The hit I'm going to be doing is Please Come Home for Christmas. It's a good hit from the Eagles.
All right, and you did not ask them if they could do a Christmas song.
You never know.
No, you didn't. You did not.
I asked Don Henley, though.
No, you didn't. You don't even know the guy.
Call me crazy, but I got a chance to talk to Don Henley before the show.
No, you did not get the chance to talk to Don Henley before the show. It was in your dream.
Yeah.
Who was that? Voice of God? What was that?
That was their producer. Your dream. That was their producer.
They have a producer.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oftentimes you'll hear them say, move on. The producer, it's fucking great.
Then that's probably somebody who staffed at the public access television show.
Yeah.
Station, I'm guessing. It's just like, fuck my job.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Anyway, got a hold of him and he says,
No, you didn't. You did not get a hold of Don Henley in your dreams.
I will not let it go.
Anyway, it was nice to have the Eagles get on and, again, and see if they would like to do a Christmas song.
You're going nuts here, JB.
Anyway,
will you quit? Quit telling them that you met with them and you met with Don Henley when you really did not. This is the Christmas special, so don't be making this up as you go along.
You know how Jesus feels about that.
That is the end of the video.
Oh, that is the end. Holy shit. Love
the guy won't go with the bit.
No.
And it's a terrible bit.
And JB won't let go of the bit either.
Yeah, JB won't let go of the bit and Nick won't go with the bit.
Oh, the best comment on this video is first rule of improv.
Yeah.
Always say yes.
Always say yes.
Never say no.
Yeah.
Oh man, yeah, Nick just refused to play along.
That's he doesn't like lies on Christmas.
Let's improv a scene real quick. Corey, start.
So I was talking with a dog the other day.
No, now we're fighter pilots.
Oh, and I have a gun. Bang bang. You're
you
dead.
Can't Dogs can't talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you find another one, Corey? I got to hear another one.
Should we do...
Just do one of you, one you like.
You did not talk to Don Henley.
No, you did not talk to
In
Don
your
Henley
dreams.
Of the Eagles. In so, your yeah. dreams.
So, yeah, it was nice to talk to the Eagles.
No, you did not talk to the Eagles or Don Henley from the Eagles.
Okay, so when I talked to the Eagles and Don Henley...
No, you did not. I think you're going crazy, JB.
Don Henley was talking to me about this.
No, he wasn't.
Fuck! All
right, this one is called Sleeping on the Inside.
It begins to pick up right after that kind of beginning, which I indeed enjoy, by the way. But I'm not so sure about the beginning. Kind of put my insides to sleep at first.
Well,
put his insides to sleep. Okay.
He's reviewing a song.
They actually do review songs, and they give them on a star system or something, right?
I don't know.
They're like, 5 stars.
Yeah, yeah, I think so, yeah.
And almost every song is 5 stars.
Yeah.
Except for Busta Rhymes for some reason. I don't know.
Oh, we got to do that one.
He hadn't cursed so much.
Yeah.
Put me to sleep at first, but I'm not going to do that much bad of a damage and just go with 4 stars.
Oh,
no,
controversial. Well,
I could almost tell you were moved by it, but you sound like you said your insights was about ready to fall asleep.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping on the inside.
Oh, you're sleeping on the inside. Okay. So like the inner.
Yeah, my inner self.
You never sleep outside or something?
Goodness gracious, do not scare me like that.
Okay, that was the producer talking. That must have been like the first time.
Is that my schizophrenia or is that my producer? I don't know. They all sound the same.
He freaks him the fuck out.
Goodness gracious.
Oh my god.
Don't scare me like that.
So you sleep inside, but how do you sleep on the outside? So your eyes always open when you sleep?
The producer sounds Canadian. I just wanted to point that out.
Standing straight up?
Scared the living daylights out of me.
Yeah, now that's a good question.
All right, moving on.
Well, ask that question again. I could not answer because
you said you sleep inside. So what do you do? Sleep standing up and with your eyes open?
I've only done that once.
Only.
You've only done that once.
Yes. Just for 5 seconds.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
This doesn't seem like an interesting way to... Oh, if that was only 5 seconds, we don't need to...
Yeah, well then it's really not that significant, Nick. We should move on.
Can you find the one they review Baby Boy by somebody?
Yeah.
I think it's near the top. Well, like, look for the name of a female singer.
Baby Boy.
Okay, here we go. All right, I love this one.
Hot Tracks 25.
Yeah.
Baby Boy.
Okay, there you go. We have heard Beyonce and Baby Boy. Again, she teams up with Sean Paul. A good hit, good beat, good rhythm. I kind of like it. It's good. Again.
It made my dick hard.
Her album is Dangerously in Love. A good album. Pretty much a good seller. A hot seller, if you ask me. I'll give this hit 5 stars.
Nice.
Depending on what she's talking about, I would not know for sure. Could be sex. Could be drugs. Could be any stuff that's not good.
Well,
you know, Beyonce always singing about drugs.
And sex. Yeah. And all things not good.
Yeah. Sex and drugs, not good.
Yeah, put a ring on it as put a cock ring on it.
You know, it could be a baby boy.
I wouldn't know about that, but I'm sorry to say, depending on what you're talking about, Beyonce, I'm sorry. 1 star.
Damn!
Oh!
Face!
And Nick laying down the gauntlet. God damn.
Oh, I give it 1 star. Didn't you hear it? It had a good beat.
Didn't you hear it?
So he gave it 1 star based on not knowing what it's about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He didn't understand it, so 1 star.
It could potentially be about drugs
or If it's not about drugs, maybe a higher star, but it could
you
be about drugs.
You need to state clearly that it's not about drugs.
It could be about drugs or sex or anything else bad. So I don't know.
So
one
like
star?
Most of all music.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I really want some audio. Like, this is the times where I feel like we should get a producer.
Yeah.
And have just
yeah,
a soundboard stored of one star, five star.
Yeah.
You know, sound clips yeah. that can be played intermittently in our show.
I would have said move on a couple of times in this podcast.
Yeah, move on.
Move on.
Yeah. Good rhythm. Of course I heard all of that. And
she teamed up with Sean Paul.
Depending on what she's talking about and what she and Sean Paul are talking about. Well, it could be sex, could be drugs, either one of those things.
But
you never.
They scare me.
Yeah.
No.
But like I said, it could be talking about a baby boy. It could be talking about some baby boy, probably, you know, depending on what the future's going to be for him.
Well, you never know on that part.
He sounds like he probably should be taking his drugs.
Well, you never know.
Well, you never know.
You'll never find out.
If only there was a way we could decipher the lyrics of the Beyonce song.
Should we dissect those lyrics? Find out what they're really talking about?
No. They're talking about a baby boy.
But are they? They could be talking about drugs.
You guys should move on. Yeah, you guys should move on.
Yeah. Move on.
Anyway.